This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time we're gonna live a dream. Tonight your knee yang delivers.
Let's go.
Hard working town, hard working team.
It's a good thing he came on. Because George, who joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Niang, if you would have stiffed us today, buddy boy, I was pulling for Illinois in the tournament.
Oh, don't say that, Ken. I owe you a big apology. You know, not all of us can wake up and look as good as you. So I needed my beauty rest yesterday after a long, hard-fought game. Wins are hard to come by this year, so we had to work hard the other night.
Well, you've been fantastic. By the way, if you get the black velvet going during the offseason, you can look as good as me, okay? I'll let you know that. You were 5-10 the other day from long range. You've been playing much better throughout this month. What's going on here? What's happened?
Coach put me in the starting lineup. No, I'm just kidding. I think, obviously, after All-Star break, I've been in the league long enough to know that, you know, this is, you know, it's a sprint, you know, to the finish line. So, obviously, I wanted to play a lot better than how I'd been playing. So, I think the more you make a concerted effort and lock in and dial in for, you know, bigger and better things, which is, you know, the end of the year, the playoffs, the better your play. I mean, it sounds corny and cheesy, but I think that's just the God's honest truth.
Well, you guys are getting healthier. Max Strus questionable for tonight. Donovan Mitchell, it looks like we've got a light at the end of the tunnel here. And if you guys could get healthy, do you feel, and I don't know how much you're paying attention to it in general, but do you feel like you guys are being slept on right now? Maybe not even in this town, but also nationally?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think we've done some things, this year that, you know, should be recognized. But at the end of the day, I mean, they haven't. And, so we're not, you know, upset about that. I think we just have to keep going out there and proving to people who we are and what we're capable of. I mean, injuries are a real thing, but I think, you know, us finally, you know, getting to the point where we're going to have everybody that we signed up, signed to be here is a huge, you know, bonus for us. And I think we could do a lot of damage.
I thought your 5 3-pointers was a big part of the turnaround and what was looking like a malaise against the Hornets, but other people, they credited the, well, I'll just say it, cheap shot from Marcus Morris at his ejection for getting you guys going.
Interesting.
Was that something that was needed? Was that a fuel for you guys?
You guys are funny. I don't think Marcus meant for it to be that, you know, however it was taken for a flagrant two. But, you know, those momentum changes in games, Those help. You know, I'm not going to lie, having a veteran presence and having, you know, him around is definitely great. But at the same time, you know, we were at a point where we were rock bottom at not making shots. So the fact of the matter is the ball was going to eventually start going in. I'm just glad it started in that game and it didn't wait any longer.
You know, I thought when you were signed in free agency, when Max Strus was signed, the one thing, aside from the shooting and the spacing, I thought in watching both of your careers that you guys were not afraid to mix it up a little bit and you weren't going to, you know, play, quote, soft. And that's one of the things that fans sit at home in front of our big screen TVs and we allege things like that. And when the Cavs lost to the Knicks last year, soft was one of the terms that came out. Do you think that stuff is unfair when fans levy that kind of description? And do you think this team has that kind of toughness, whether it's Marcus Morris or whatever, on this team to be able to hang in there in the playoffs and, you know, be able to trade whatever needs to be traded?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've said it before. I mean, we're not letting that happen again. And, you know, as you know, Ken, I mean, fans are going to say what they want to say. They're allowed to their opinion because, you know, that's they pay good money to, you know, come and see us and are diehards that have watched for a long time. So they're allowed to their opinion. But, you know, I don't think toughness will be in question this postseason. You know, I think that's something that has been addressed not only up front, but, you know, with bringing in the guys that we've brought in and, you know, even with Marcus setting the tone the other night. I mean, it's just something that, you know, we're not going to allow here in Cleveland.
George Niang joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are you in Charlotte right now, I assume?
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it for the world, pal.
Well, you have to fly a lot. I have to fly in just over a month, and I have a fear of flying. How do you get over your fear of flying?
You know, if you're afraid of heights, I would suggest you close the window. I don't look out the window, but I
do that.
On our luxurious plane, I just toss my seat back, close my eyes, and fall asleep. I've been doing it for a while, but I really don't have any sound advice for you, so I might be the wrong person to ask.
Like, I've been tagged in a lot of – I even told people I had to fly somewhere, and I've been tagged in several 737 jokes, and I'm like, this doesn't make it any better. This doesn't make this any better at all. It makes me nervous.
Yeah. I mean, I would say I know a guy who knows a guy that could give you something, but I don't know if I'd get in trouble. No, I'm just kidding.
But, well, I mean – well, considering what we were talking about earlier this morning on the show, I think we all know a guy. Go ahead there, Tone. Go ahead and ask him.
Well, you guys had some lengthy flights. Obviously, you had the game in France. Is there a difference, because you've been on other teams, is there a difference between how young guys approach the travel situation and how the vets do it? Do the vets get annoyed by the younger guys?
You know, I think you'd be surprised. I think older guys, you know, the old NBA is, you know, playing cards, up, you know, talking. The younger guys are more like, you know, glued to their iPads and every digital electronic device there is in the history of the world. So I don't think anybody gets annoyed with anybody. A lot of young guys are just, you know, texting or watching shows on their iPad, or playing on their Game Boy, because some of them are that young. and most of the older guys are playing cards and up, you know, talking. So I wouldn't say anybody gets sick of anybody.
What do you do to relax?
You know, for the most part, I'm a card player. So I like to play cards, have a little fun, you know, relax. I think over the
what game do you play? What game do you play?
It's a game called Way. It's a kind of a break off of the game of spades. Every player gets five cards. The dealer flips a card. And that will be the trump suit.
Wait, you're playing Bure?
Yeah.
Guys lose their ass on Bure in like 5 minutes, George.
Yeah, that's some guys. Is my name some guys?
No, it's not some guys. You're George Yang.
So just saying, why would you think that someone like me would be a loser? I wanted to know.
You run the table?
Yeah, I'm not losing my ass. I know that.
Can you explain Bure again to everybody? I'm sorry.
No, so every player gets five cards. The guy that's dealing, the dealer switches every time you go through. Dealer flips a card and say it's a heart. So for that, you know, that round, the trump suit is going to be hearts. Therefore, you know, ace of hearts is the highest. And from there on out, king, queen, jack. And if you have three people in, the goal is to get to three tricks or books, whatever you want to call it. And so hearts is the trump suit. So if someone were to lead spades and you have a spade, you have to throw it. And if you don't have a spade, you have to throw a heart. And if you were to have a spade, the highest spade, you know, wins. And the goal is to get to three books. But you have to pay to play. And hopefully you don't lose your ass, you know.
Kenny, we can't afford to get in those games. There's no chance.
I told you that one time Willis McGahee wanted me to sit down and play with them in the locker room. And I looked at him. I go, I don't think I can afford your game, sir.
Yeah, when someone's trying to convince you to play, they're obviously losing. And they want you to be the fish that they can eat up, you know, and take your money. So don't fall for that. I'm glad you didn't.
Thank you very much.
George Yang on the hotline right now. Get ready for tonight's Cavs game. So I think everybody understands that there has been a dramatic change in the way the games are being officiated. When did you know that all of a sudden they were allowing so much more physicality, officiating the games like it's the playoffs? And what did JB tell you guys, or what did you guys as a team say to address the dramatic sea change in how they are going to officiate these games?
You know, I think after All-Star break, you kind of noticed it. You know, the drive into the lane and screaming wasn't going to get a foul call. So you're going to have to go in a lot harder than that. And I think it's kind of just been one of those things where you're realizing, you know, the more and more that you drive to the hoop, there's going to be more contact allowed, which I think is, you know, is great. I mean, I think at some point, you know, guys are going to have to fight through some physicality to score at the rim. And kind of, I said this before, kind of gives like the 80s, 90s vibe of like the toughness when you get into.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The pain. I'm happy to see that it's gone that way. And we're just going to have to keep getting to the rim with physical force, or just throw the ball at me and I'll just keep shooting 10 threes.
Have you had to be more of a leader as time has gone on because of the injuries? And because, I mean, we always thought, well, the Cavs are so young. You're 29, 30 years old. So you're a veteran on this team.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, I guess I haven't done a good job of showing off this toughness. So if I get a double technical tonight, it's on you, brother.
I wouldn't call you out for being tough. That was Lima who asked that question. I didn't ask you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I just asked you about cards.
Yeah, smart question.
Thank you.
But at the same time, you know, I think, you know, having the presence of veteran guys, like you said, you know, because we do have a young team that set the tone night in and night out for what's going to be allowed physically and what's not, has been huge for our team. Whether if it's me, Tristan, Max, you know, even adding Marcus, it's been huge.
George, there was a big story. It wasn't just a basketball story. It became a sports and gambling story with a player from the Raptors on leave and accusations of what could be helping manipulate, you know, some of the betting. How much have you guys as a team talked about it? I know the NBA has had its symposiums, and they want to make sure everybody understands exactly what's at stake because of the partnerships and all the money that came in. Has anything been said at all to you guys, your team, as the NBA had to step in on this?
You know, I think the NBA has its protocol when stuff goes on like this. And, you know, they continue to tell you, you know, that, you know, sports gambling isn't allowed. You know, and, you know, there is a protocol that they follow. I think guys, you know, talk about it. Obviously, the NBA is a brotherhood, so I, you know, want to stand by, you know, Jonte and believe his story. Of that, you know, he isn't, you know, this didn't happen. You know, sometimes your name gets thrown in a fire and it's unfortunate. So, you know, I'm going to believe him until proven otherwise. But at the same time, I think, you know, JB brought it up. You know, sometimes people on Instagram and their DMs, the DMs that you get for not meeting someone's prop bet are pretty funny, and I almost want to be like, maybe I'm just not the guy for you.
Your DMs aren't open, are they?
No, I don't know.
Okay,
what, so, you know, some people, you know, I don't know how they get access. Social media is a crazy world, but if you're not meeting their prop bet, you know, they're going to let you hear about it. And I think it's almost like a bad relationship. I tell them, like I said, maybe I'm not the guy for you.
George Niang, former Iowa State Cyclone, joining us here on the show, current Cleveland Cavalier. You defended Iowa Hawkeye, Caitlin Clark, on social media yesterday. Some guy put together a highlight reel of Caitlin Clark complaining and cussing or whatever. And what you said was right. What do you think of Caitlin Clark and how it's weird? You know, George, I know more of the women's players than I know about the men's players. And, I mean, 10 years ago, there's no way that would have been possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think it was just ludicrous that the guy would take the time out of his day to create four separate clips of her, you know, one, telling the crowd to stand the F up. And, yes, you know, this is the game of basketball. She has played, you know, a crap ton of games. Of course, there's going to be a video of her complaining to a ref. Like, if you don't like it, then, you know, change the channel. I think, you know, how she's intrigued, you know, so many people to watch the women's game, along with Angel Reese, along with, you know, ex-players like Asia Wilson, you know, all of them have done a great job of growing this game rather than just trying to shoot them down. I mean, why don't we, you know, celebrate them? As painful as it was for me to defend a Hawkeye, I think it was the right thing to do because at the end of the day, I can only imagine the pressure that, you know, Caitlin Clark is feeling. I mean, everybody says she's must see TV. She friggin' got Travis Scott to go to the state of Iowa. I think that's pretty impressive in and of itself. Therefore, you know, I'm sure she feels the pressure as a 22-year-old kid to, you know, perform. Like, let these kids be kids and let's just stop judging. She's not hurting anybody. I mean, she has an attitude and plays with a swagger. Like, let's embrace that and not try and shoot it down. Cause Lord knows, you know, there's been worse stuff said on the court. Trust me.
When you're, cause obviously you're taking inventory and you're watching these games, you're tweeting about these games. We have an element that anytime we even bring up women's basketball, people say, we're turning the channel. We don't care. These are not great players. They couldn't play Division III men's basketball. But you're saying NBA people are watching this and are entertained by this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if you watch, you know, women's basketball, it's kind of like the purest form of the game, right? Just for the simple fact that, you know, they are around for 4 years in college. You know, you kind of get to see teams grow. And just the way that the game is played, whether it's plays or, you know, the up and down, you know, I think it's honestly become extremely entertaining. And now that you have the ESPN coverage of it, you know, I'm not going to force women's basketball on upon everybody. It may not be for everybody, but at the end of the day, it is, you know, piqued my, got my attention, you know, and I enjoy, you know, I've enjoyed watching the NCAA tournament, especially moving forward. And it's even going to be in Cleveland. So if you aren't a big women's basketball fan, go try and check out the Final Four. It might change your mind.
How do the Iowa State Cyclones get past Illinois this weekend?
You know, I think that's going to be a great matchup, and I'm excited because it's in my home state of Massachusetts. So I'm going to try and buy out the whole lower bowl of TD Bank North Garden and just make it all Cyclone fans. No, I think, you know, we've hung our hat on defense, and if we can stop that Shannon kid, you know, we'll be in a good spot.
I like it.
He just runs 200 miles per hour and falls to the ground. They call fouls. I saw it against Ohio State every single time.
That's what I'm saying. Honestly, I was thinking the same thing, and they need to get that together because just falling down to the ground and yelling, that's not basketball.
Foul merchants. We hate them. George, before you go, you went on a national podcast and said, yeah, Donovan Mitchell, he's going to sign. He likes it here. He likes it in Cleveland. He helped recruit you and Max Truce. He just needs to get healthy, right? I mean, this is what needs to happen for this team to make their run and for everybody to feel good about the nucleus of this team.
Yeah. You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, what Donovan has done, you know, here so far has been pretty amazing. You know, he's an All-NBA player, and whenever you can have someone like that, you know, lead in your franchise, I think it's a really good thing, along with the young core nucleus that we have. I think, you know, Cavs fans and us as an organization are extremely excited about what the future holds. Obviously, you know, Donovan, you know, talked to me about coming here. I'm not in his head, but obviously I'm a firm believer that this is, you know, where he wants to be. And I think all of us are excited to be here, especially, you know, for what we've been building. Yes, I know the last 20 games haven't gone ideally how everybody has wanted them, but at the same time, I think what we're building here is special, and I think we do have another, you know, a chance to put up another banner like they did in 2016.
All right, JB, everybody's going to be paying attention to where this team goes and the future of JB. It's just how it works in the NBA. How do you feel that your team, your teammates feel about JB, the job he's doing, and how much of a difference he makes? Because you've played for other teams, you've played for other coaches. What sets him apart?
You know, I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, following his lead. And, you know, since we've all gotten here, or since I've gotten here, you know, that's been hanging on a defensive hat and really getting out there and challenging each other to be great on the defensive end. I think it's huge for us to get out there and defend teams, and JB's done a good job of instilling that defensive willpower into all of us. At the end of the day, obviously, you know, this is a business, and, you know, we're going to go out there and compete every night to win games, and I think he's done a great job of, you know, guiding us through that this year.
George, I can't thank you enough for the time. It's awesome. Enjoy good luck tonight. Good luck the rest of the season. Enjoy the trip, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, no, guys, you know, if you want your first chance at hearing Niang on a podcast, you guys go subscribe to the Bench Seat Podcast, all right? I just started up, me and my buddy Kevin Spies. So I wanted to do a little promo shout out.
Oh, yes.
You guys had me up at the crack of dawn.
They didn't tell me that you'd had something. I would have got right to it. I didn't realize that. No, what's the name of the podcast?
It's okay. I know who my real friends are. No, I'm kidding. it's the Bench Seat Podcast. So subscribe on YouTube. Go give it a listen. There's some laughs, some jokes. It's a little comedic, you know, sports podcast. So go tune in.
George, that's awesome, man. Thank you very much for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. George Niang on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Donovan Mitchell, long-term, here to stay. Did he sign committal? Yes, he did. We'll talk about that. And yeah, she's annoying, and it's really good for the sport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.